This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. It's time now to check in with Gwyneth Doland, who's covering this year's 30-day legislative session for the People, Power, and Democracy Project. Hey, Gwyneth.
Hey, great to be here.
So, Tate, tell us what's happening in Santa Fe.
Well, last night we hosted a great event near the Roundhouse, and we got to talk to a bunch of interesting people about money and politics.
And was the focus on the primaries?
No, we're not talking about the presidential primaries. That's what everybody else is talking about. I'm looking at money in state politics. But, you know, it is related to the presidential stuff. Having a big election like this year, really, it opens the floodgates of money because there's so much at stake. So Bernie and Hillary and Donald and Ted, they're out there asking for money, and the political action committees are spending a ton of money, and so are the outside groups. And all of that eventually filters down to the states.
Okay, but how does this all work?
Well, Senator Jerry Ortiz Epino was with us last night, and he kind of explained that a lot of the big groups are spending money trying to influence national issues, and they spend a lot of it on presidents and Congress. But, you know, they're also spending money in support of candidates at the state level who have positions they like on abortion, guns, the environment, stuff like that, hoping to influence state laws as well.
Yeah, but don't we already have a lot of local groups who are already raising money? Governor Martinez was recently chosen to lead the Republican Governors Association. They and their Democratic counterpart, you know, they spend a lot of money in the states.
It comes from all over the place, Chris. Outside groups, you know, labor unions, business groups, they're all spending more money than ever.
So what then does this mean for our legislative session?
I know I'm going to make the connection here. It means a lot. It means that these lawmakers see every single vote they're taking right now in terms of how it's going to look later in a television ad or on a piece of campaign mail. So this session, we've been talking about, you know, giving certain tax breaks for business or raising certain taxes. There was a late term abortion ban, the driver's license issue. There's a push to change the punishments for child pornography, reforming the bail system. All of these are really complicated issues that become very simple when you're a senator or representative who's running for re-election, and you know that there are deep pockets just waiting to be spent making you look terrible.
But the Supreme Court said we can't really limit all of this money, and a lot of people don't really want to. So how can things change?
Yeah, I mean, some people say, let's just get rid of all this money. But there's a lot of people who don't want to. I've been reporting this week about a push by groups across the political spectrum who want to have disclosure. They want to say, fine, spend this money. If we can't limit it, just tell us where it's going. They want the public to see as much information as possible.
And this is a fight that's been led by groups like Common Cause and the League of Women Voters, right?
Yes, right. But also by business groups who say they're getting really fed up with the amount of money they have to spend in order to play in the political arena.
All right. Well, the session ends next Thursday, so I guess this is crunch time, yeah?
It is. I've talked to some folks working on these bills this week, and they are hustling, but there's not much time. And again, I think many lawmakers are afraid that voting for or against things can be used against them. So a lot of stuff's just kind of being left on the table.
All right. Well, Gwyneth Doland, hey, thanks for coming in for the update.
Thank you, Chris.
People, Power, and Democracy is a collaborative media project between KUNM, New Mexico In-Depth, New Mexico Newsport, and New Mexico PBS that explores the influence of money in New Mexico politics. I'm Chris Boros, and this is KUNM.